In a world in which movies struggle to find plot, Alan Adams of The Main Edge breaks it down for you in Pass the Popcorn. Now on Downtown with Rich Kimball.
Time to talk movies on Downtown. Pass the Popcorn is brought to you by Stonington's Furniture. Let the people at Stonington's Furniture and Flooring of Brewer help you create the rooms of your dreams. Stop by or visit online at stonington's.com. Alan Adams, Main Edge, right here with us following a weekend battling the crowds. How were the crowds when you went to see Star Wars?
Well, I actually made a specific plan to do my best to avoid any real crowding, and so we went to the 12:30 p.m. showing on Friday. So we missed out on the crush on Thursday night, and figured the people who were going to be there, you know, who weren't going to be able to do Thursday night, were going to try to be first in line on Friday. But the 12:30 showing was, I believe, the fourth screening of the day. And so I figured, okay, so people will have come in, but everyone else will still be in work and or school. And yeah, and so we wound up in a theater that was only, you know, three quarters full as opposed to, you know, sold out, which was great. Like, it was about the best case scenario. I managed to get a seat on the aisle, so the only person sitting next to me was my wife.
Very nice, very nice. Well, it's hard because expectations are just absolutely through the roof for this thing, but early indications are that J.J. Abrams being handed off the franchise has done us proud.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. Like, and going into this, I need to make it clear, I'm not one who really cares that much about spoilers. It's not really something that I tend to concern myself with. Like, it's rare that it's going to be something that's going to genuinely impact my enjoyment of a movie. This was different. It was one of those things where I was adamant. I was militant at avoiding any sort of mentions because I knew there was going to be some big stuff going on, and I didn't want to know about it going in.
Right.
I think going in clean to a movie like this is by far the best possible scenario, and so Sheridan and I managed to do just that, and it was worth it. And so I'm going to be this particular review is going to be very light on say plot synopsis.
Right.
We're not going to talk too much about what happens, but yeah, the thing about J.J. Abrams is every frame of this movie, it reflects his clear and abiding love for the material. Like, he's a guy who really loves this story and loves these characters, loves this world. Part of me feels a little bad for the Trekkies out there because his Star Trek reboot was kind of a dry run for this almost, you know, and it's so I know a lot of the real hardcore fans were less than impressed with especially the second Star Trek movie that Abrams did. But I got to say, in terms of The Force Awakens, it's like the prequels never really happened. Like,
that's good.
That's kind of my take on it, because I think when Lucas went back to do the prequels, he kind of tried to reinvent the wheel a little bit, and there's none of that here. It's Abrams has clearly taken the pulse of the fandom, and don't get me wrong, you're going to watch The Force Awakens, and it's going to ring very familiar to you. But I can't speak for everyone, but for me, like, familiar is what I want.
Well, yeah, I mean, everybody. Look, what made people excited to go see this was, I think, for so many people who remember the originals fondly, with the chance to see Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, you know, Chewie, R2-D2, the C-3PO, the old guys, and introduce new characters as well.
And that's the thing, and that's what's kind of wonderful about what Abrams has done. Like, it does have that familiarity, but there's a new energy to things. Like, it feels this movie feels far more connected to that original trilogy than the prequels ever did. Mm. And part of that is in the story being told. Part of that is in how the story is being told, because the amount of CGI is relatively minimal. Like, there's a lot of practical stuff that goes on in this movie, which is good. Like, that sort of organic, lived in kind of dirty space kind of feeling was a huge part of the appeal of the movies in the first place. And to kind of get back to that is really remarkable. And like you mentioned, like, it's great to see the old timers back there. Harrison Ford in particular is fantastic here. But the I was pleasantly surprised by the new players. Oscar Isaac is just a phenomenal talent, and it's great that he's in this movie. Adam Driver is exceptional. Daisy Ridley, who's a bit of a newcomer, she's very good. But I got to say, I think the breakout star is going to be this guy, John Boyega.
He plays Finn.
The only other thing I've ever seen him in, I saw him in a movie a few years ago called Attack the Block, which was a sort of a Cockney alien invasion kind of movie. He's got this quality to him, and you know, I'm sure part of it's the character and part of it's the journey that character's on. But he was just really compelling. And again, all of them are really compelling. And you know, there are some who will argue, well, you know, there's not really a lot of names in this movie. And it's like, well, what do you, back in 1977.
Yeah. Who were the names then?
Yeah, yeah, it's like Harrison Ford had done a couple of things. Carrie Fisher was most famous for her parents. And you know, who the hell knows where Mark Hamill came from?
Right, right.
Do you know what I mean? And it's just like, and that's that sort of, it's almost like a blank slate, and it allows the audience to kind of project ourselves onto these characters in a way that we wouldn't be able to do if, you know, someone like, you know, George Clooney was in this movie. Like, these aren't people that we're super familiar with the exception of Isaac. But again, he's one of these guys who does so many wildly different things, right, that, you know, he's not really pigeonholed. So for me, as someone who has a almost literal lifelong connection with Star Wars, I think I've talked about this before, but The Empire Strikes Back is the first movie I ever remember seeing, you know, so it's like, so it's been with me from the get-go. And I had a longstanding affection that lived through the maybe not as bad as we want to, you know, the prequels weren't as good as people said they were at the time, and they're not as bad as we say they are now. But at the same time, The Force Awakens is very much a throwback to the original trilogy in a way that I think people are going to find very compelling. You know, if the numbers are any indication, literally everyone in the world is going to see this movie. So,
well, and you mentioned J.J. Abrams' love of the source material. And I read a neat thing last night that he was also able to use the voices from the past, including Sir Alec Guinness. They were able to bring him back and tweak some of the audio without giving too much away, that he becomes part of this story as well.
Yeah, they pulled some stuff there. There's some interesting flashback stuff. It's one of those things where, again, like the structure is familiar, but you've got some new blood populating that structure in a way that I think at least has the potential to go in some really interesting, really compelling directions. And I know I'm not quite to the point where I'm counting down the days just yet, but I can say this is pretty much best case scenario in terms of what was going to happen with this movie. Again, it's not perfect, but it was never going to be.
No.
You know, if the Phantom Menace taught us anything, it's like we can't expect perfection. But for someone like me, for a fan with the connection to the original movies like what I have, it was just right.
Yeah, it's nice when something mostly lives up to the hype.
Exactly.
And now, what are the poor films that have to come in out this week to follow up on this?
Well, it's funny. I actually saw another movie this weekend.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I went to see the Amy Poehler, Tina Fey movie,
yeah,
Sisters. It was fun. It was fine. Like, no one wants to talk about Sisters. Everybody wants to talk about Star Wars, and that's fine. Well, it was funny. I actually... as we were leaving, we went on Saturday afternoon. As we were leaving, we bumped into our good friend Jeff Curlin, who was over there taking pictures. And the first thing he said to us was, "Oh, so did you guys go see Sisters?" And we were like, "Yeah, we did." Actually, he's like, "Oh, yeah, like that was a joke. Like, you're the first people who have actually answered that. Yes, you had gone to see Sisters, which is it's a fine movie. It's a little thin narratively, built almost entirely on the chemistry between Amy Poehler and Tina Fey, but there are definitely worse ways to spend a couple hours than watching those two do what they do.
Nice. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing, certainly, Force Awakens. Going to see In the Heart of the Sea tomorrow with some students. It's not exactly getting rave reviews.
Yeah, it hasn't been, it hasn't gotten as the attention I kind of thought it would, because, it's got some star power both in front of and behind the camera. Like, it's a pretty fascinating story. I know I never read the book. My wife did, and she loved it. So I would be very curious to find out how that's going to play out for a bunch of high school kids.
Yeah, we were saying last week the average audience the opening weekend was 50. I'm not number, age, ooh, which is never good.
Yeah, no, that's not ideal. But yeah, coming up, like we're about to hit the deluge of late season Oscar releases.
So I saw the trailer for Youth the other day. Man, of course, the average audience for that will probably be 65, but that looks phenomenal with Michael Caine, Harvey Keitel, Jane Fonda.
Yep, Youth looks really good. David O. Russell's got another one, A Joy, the story of
the Miracle Mop.
Yes, TV entrepreneur Joy Mangano is her name.
I think so. Yeah,
so that's coming out. We're just a couple of weeks away from seeing Quentin Tarantino's newest movie, The Hateful Eight, which looks like I'm in the bag for Tarantino anyway. So, apparently this one is long enough to carry an intermission.
Oh, Lord.
There's an intermission in The Hateful Eight.
Wow.
So, so that'll be fun. But, yeah, there's just there's a lot of phenomenal stuff. Concussion is coming out.
That's right, Christmas Day.
There's just a lot of really, really fascinating stuff out there. And, get out there and see it because, while the Force Awakens, once you've seen The Force Awakens three or four times, it's like you're going to need something else to go to. There's going to be plenty to see.
All right. Thanks, Alan.
My pleasure.
We'll see you Wednesday. Alan Adams, The Main Edge, Pass the Popcorn, brought to you by Stonington's Furniture and Flooring.